So just get comfy in your chair and just make sure you're not slouching around. I do want you to be fairly upright, fairly present. So spine nicely erect and a sense of even weight throughout your whole body. Let's just spend half a minute coming into whole body awareness. So connecting in with body sensations throughout the length and breadth of you, coming into three-dimensionality, so a sense of volume. So all that means that you are in a heightened state of awareness of your physicality. That's what we're doing here. So let's be interested as well as the body in the space around us. Yeah, in the immediate space around the body. So that you're getting a sense of whole body, interior of the body, but also there's an external relationship that is beyond the surface of the body. And what I want us to do is to orient to the body's quadrant. So let's come into a division of the space through the coronal plane, which is a plane that goes out to the sides, out to the right, out to the left. Let's orient to a sagittal plane. That's a plane that goes front and back from the midline, so that we've got these four quadrants. And what I want you to do is be interested in where these planes meet in your spine. I want the coronal and the sagittal plane to emanate from your spinal column. So at the very center of those planar movements, left, right, front, back, is your spine. And I want us to look out from the spine into the quadrants. And let's look out initially to the front right quadrant in you. So I just want you to orient to that section of the potency field and the body, front right, and bring it in a relationship with the axis of your body. So that will bring you into a sensitivity of how things are in that space. Let's add to it, let's add the back left quadrant. So let's come into awareness with the diagonal. Just invite that quadrant into relationship with your axis and see how that is. How does it feel back there? What's the sensations that the potency field there produces in your body? Now, how do those two spaces interrelate? How do the two quadrants interrelate through the midline? Maybe there's a sort of flux. Let's invite the front left quadrant into the mix now. Let's consciously kind of invoke it into the relationship that we're creating. So now you've got three quadrants. You're bringing in the front left. How does that particular part of the potency field feel? And finally, let's bring in the back right quadrant, the final quadrant, into the mix so that you get a sense of how that quadrant is for you. And you start dropping into a relationship with all four spaces, all four potency spaces. Let's be with all four quadrants in as much as we can. And I want you to notice that within the quadrants, there's a quadrant that feels most potent. And just kind of acknowledge that. Don't shift into that area anymore, just kind of acknowledge it. Or maybe there's one or two quadrants that particularly feel like that. It might just not just be one. And at the same time, there's perhaps a quadrant or two that feel less potent. And again, I just want you to acknowledge that, not do anything about it. That's just how it is in your system. And at the same time, you might notice that you orient more strongly to some of these quadrants. It could be off to the right, it could be front, it could be back, it could be to the left, it could be all kinds of things. But just kind of log that as a recognition of how things are. So parts of the potency field you might be more strongly oriented to and therefore present with. Some quadrants you might be way less present. Like some quadrants you might feel the kind of strangers to you a little bit. And what I'd like you to consciously do, so this is using an intention now, I want you to be equipresent in all four quadrants. See if you can relate from the midline into each of those quadrants in equal amounts of awareness. One way to do it is to relate out into those spaces from the spine, from the axis, from the meeting place. That's quite a nice thing to do. You get a particular orientation from doing that. And the other way to do it is to invite the space, the quadrants, into a relationship with the axis. What you might notice is that that shifts and changes a bit. Sometimes it feels like you're opening out into them. Sometimes it feels like they're moving into relationship with the core. So what the exercise does is bring you into a relationship with your potency field in a detailed way, and starts to bring you into a relationship with your midline. And this is a very useful way to orient to your client through this kind of relational field, so that when you make contact with your client, you come into a relationship with your midline through these quadrants. In each quadrant there is the body, there is fluids, and there is the potency field. And for your client, if your client is feeling that you're a little bit too close to them, or they're not getting enough spaciousness in the contact, it might be very useful for you to shift your presence into the quadrants at the back, so you slightly disengage from the front quadrants. That could be a useful tool in making the optimal relationship. Stay with the exercise just for another half minute, and then just letting it go.